Well, good morning, everyone. It's good to see you. It's been a great morning so far. It's just wonderful. Rowena Mazzi, just incredible this morning. What a great morning. And I'm excited to just share with you what God's put on my heart. And do you know, I think it just ties in beautifully with everything so far from the dedication and our worship. Before I do that, I just want to pray, if that's all right, and I'm just going to pray before I share. Father God, I want to thank you for the word that you have given us. Thank you that there are so many amazing words in the Bible, and thank you that we get to look at some of them this morning. Father God, I pray that you'll help us now to hear what it is that you're saying to each one of us. Help us maybe, if we're easily distracted, that we may just focus on you and focus on what you're saying this morning. Amen. Right, well, this morning, I haven't quite had time to prep it and set it up. I'm going for something in true Mary Jane style, a little bit different, okay? So as I start to prep, I'm going to need... I should have actually got some, like, beautiful assistants or something to have helped me, but never mind. Okay, I'm going to need a couple of volunteers. I'm hoping that you'll pick this up from here. Oh, thank you, Gareth, my beautiful assistant. Okay, what's that? My first, I don't know, it doesn't know what I'm going to tell you to do yet. Okay, where I've got this morning for us to get us going is a little bit of a little tiny obstacle course, okay? Where it's, you start in here, you have to go round the chair, you've got to step into the hoop and get the hoop over, not hula hooping, unless you want to do that. Then there's a little step here that you need to step over, and then you need to go round this chair. Now, I'm after a volunteer to do this obstacle course, except they're going to be blindfolded. Okay, so a bit of a challenge. Now, to do this completely blindfolded could be slightly hazardous. Health and safety didn't really do a big risk assessment. So I think the person that's blindfolded will need someone to help them around our obstacle course. Okay, so that is, everyone's sitting there going, don't look at me, don't choose me. Or you might be, right, have I got any volunteers? Caleb, straight away, you're well done, always. And Ethan, brilliant, come on, you two. These are like my faithful, beautiful assistants. Give them a clap, give them a round of applause. Okay, who wants to be blindfolded? Ethan, it seems that you have volunteered for blindfolded. Do you want to take your glasses off? I'll put them down here. Okay, just give me a moment to get this one on. Can you see? No? No. Can you see us? Caleb, it's your friend. What's he doing? I know. I'm not sure this was a good pairing. No, it's fine. It will be fine. Okay, Caleb, your job. Hold on a minute. Okay, Caleb, you need to come alongside Ethan and you need to help him, okay? And guide him so that he can complete the obstacle course safely, please, Caleb. Thankfully, this is my son, for those that didn't know. So at the same time, we're all right. That's my health and safety there. Okay, off you go. So you need to maneuver him around the chair, help him, give him some little instruction. Oh, very good. You got an applause for, always good, yeah. A nice bit of instruction just over the step. Oh my. Round. Okay. Mind the, you're going to fall off. Okay. Good job it is, my son. Okay. No accidents happening. Shall we give them a little round of applause? Well done. Okay. Let's undo. I need to grab your glasses. How was that, Ethan?
It was horrible.
Horrible. Okay. Did you trust Caleb?
Kind of.
Let's get your glasses. That was an interesting illustration there. Let's give them another round of applause. Thank you, boys. You may go and sit down. I'm just going to maneuver that over there now, bring this over. Okay. Thankfully, no accidents. He might have the odd little bruise on his leg, but not too bad. Do you know, at the end there, I just asked him whether he trusted Caleb. I wonder who you'd trust to do that. Not sure whether I would pick you, Caleb. Not sure. A little bit more guidance on that one. Do you know, there's another little illustration of a similar kind, but I thought I won't do this one because this one I'm not sure I would trust anyone. You know when you have two people and you get someone to fall back, yeah, and then they catch them. I thought I wouldn't do that with you two this morning. I'm not sure how that would go. But basically, what we've just had here, it was an exercise of trust. Ethan was putting his trust in Caleb to help him, maneuver him around. And this morning, this is what I want us to think about, trust. Trust. And I want to just start with a question, where do you put your trust? I'm not talking about just to do an obstacle course. You might be sat there going, well, I trust that person, I won't trust that person. I'm talking about navigating life, not an obstacle course like this, but just in life. When it comes to the decisions we make, when it comes to our family, our work, our home, our friends, where do you put your trust? Who is it that you are trusting? And the Bible says a lot about trust. There is a lot in here, all about trust. And this morning, I want us to look, we're going to go in a moment to a book in the Old Testament, which is Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet. So he was someone that heard from God. God spoke to him, gave him messages that he then shared with God's people, with the Israelites. And God spoke to him about trust. And he almost created and painted two pictures. So in just a moment, we're going to have a look at what those two different pictures are. And this morning, again, slightly different, but I have set up. Over on the table here, there's loads of paper and pens. Because when I've been reading these passages over the last few weeks, I've been like, oh, it'd be so cool to just draw what we think these pictures are like. So I want to kind of offer now, if anyone feels like they, you know, you might be someone that actually you struggle to listen, you're not actually to draw, it's quite good to focus. So there is paper. So I'm going to invite you, if you would like to grab some paper and some pens to get ready to draw what these pictures are. So I'm just going to grab a drink of water. If anyone wants to grab paper, you can go now. If anyone wants to look, Lottie, brilliant. Go, 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 go. Adults, young people, whoever feels like, actually, I quite like this idea. It's not like a test, so don't panic. I'm not going to say you have to come and present it. You could come and show me afterwards. Brilliant. But this might just, and even if during my talk this morning, if you go, oh, actually, I'd quite like to draw what she's describing, then you can come and grab some pens and some paper. Please do feel free to go back if you realise, once I start talking, excuse me. If you realise you need some different colours, please do feel free to go and grab some. So we're going to look at these two pictures. And basically, the first picture, God starts to say to Jeremiah, and he says that this picture is what it's like when people put their trust in humans. So basically, he's saying, when we put our trust in humans, when we rely on human strength, this is what it's like. So we're going to go first six, boys, on the computer. Sorry, you're multitasking now, a computer and drawing. I'm going to go verse six. This is the picture that God describes. He says this. So when we rely on human strength, when we trust in humans, it says this. They are like stunted shrubs in the desert. Okay, hopefully, first of all, those have got pictures. Paper, maybe you're starting to see this picture. They're like stunted shrubs in the desert with no hope for the future. They will live in the barren wilderness in an uninhabited, salty land. We're going to stop there. We're not going to the next verse. So just leave that description there. They are like stunted shrubs in the desert. They will live in the barren wilderness on salty flats where no one lives. I don't know about you, but I read that and I go, whoa, that's not a very cheery picture. I wonder, even if you're not drawing, whether you're starting to imagine this picture. God is saying that when we put our strength in ourselves, this is what it's like, that we're like a stunted shrub in a desert. Now, I haven't been artistic already and I haven't created a picture for you, but I have managed to do Google and find a picture that I think depicts this. So if you're drawing, you keep going. But here we go up here. I've got here, I sort of found something that looks pretty barren, wilderness, some little stunted shrubs in my picture. You might want to keep... Oh, brilliant. Thanks for the picture in the corner there, Jim. Do you know, this picture doesn't really speak life, does it? It's limited. It's lacking. There's no real growth. It's dry. It's barren. It doesn't speak life. That shrub hasn't reached its full potential. It's limited and lacking in its growth. And God is basically saying that when we rely on ourselves, when we just trust ourselves, it's a bit like this for us. But the beautiful thing is, he doesn't stop there. So boys, I wonder whether you could put up the next verse, which is our verse 7 and 8. This is our second picture that God describes. And he says this, but blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They, this is our next picture, are like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by the drought. Their leaves stay green, and they never stop producing fruit. That's a better picture, isn't it? Are you with me this morning? Wow, this is a beautiful picture. They're like trees planted along a riverbank with roots that reach deep into the water. Trees that aren't bothered by the heat or worried by the drought. Their leaves stay green. They never stop producing fruit. I wonder, Jim, if we could put up my next picture that I found to try and depict this image. Here we go. If you're able to make it full screen, I don't know if that's possible, but that would be great. That's quite different, isn't it? What a contrast. God is saying when we put our trust in him, this is what it's like. Now, that's just a picture that I found that I think kind of describes it, but I reckon there's more we could add to it. I wonder, those that are drawing, what your picture might be. But when I look at that image, when I listen to the words that God is saying, it speaks life. It speaks life. And that's because that's what God wants to give us, life. He wants to give us life. Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and life to the full. Do you know that God wants to give us an abundant, overflowing life that is more like this picture than the one of the stunted shrub? This is what is on offer to us, life in all its fullness. Do you know, I love that this picture describes the roots. The roots going deep into the water. Again, doesn't water just make you think of life? Water brings life. It's refreshing. It's reviving. Jesus, again, referred to himself as that water, and he said, I am the living water. Anyone who comes to me will never thirst again. This picture tells us we need to be rooted in Jesus as the living water. Do you know what I love? I loved your testimony earlier, Mazzy. It just brilliant. I loved it. And you talked about that relationship with Jesus. This is what this picture is telling us. When we're rooted in the living water of Jesus, in relationship with him, we can have life in all its fullness. Do you know, this image speaks to me growth. That stunted shrub, there was not much growth going on there, was there? But this tree is growing. God wants us to grow. He doesn't want us to stay stagnant. He doesn't want us to stay where we are. He wants us to grow and just become more and more the people that he wants us to be. When I look at this tree, when I look at this image, it's thriving and flourishing. And it says that it bears fruit. I love those words, thriving and flourishing. It's thriving and flourishing because of where it's rooted, that it's rooted in the water. It's trusting in God. And that's exactly the same for us, that we too can thrive, we can flourish, we can grow, we can bear fruit when we're rooted in Jesus, when we put our trust in him. Do you know in this description, the other bit that I love is where it says that such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by the long months of drought. Now, I think we can relate to this a little bit, haven't we? This summer, the heat has been pretty intense. Who has loved the heat over the summer? Who? Oh, there's quite a few. Who has really struggled with the heat and is like, heat, go away. Yeah, that's me. I reached a point a couple of weeks ago, really, went, that's it, I'm done now. I've had enough of this heat. And it's, do you know what? That heat, the drought is intense, and it can be, it's been tough for some of us, not all of us. Maybe it needs to get even hotter for some of us. But we understand that that heat, the drought, that's an intensity that's tough. And I love in this picture is that it's saying, do you know what? In life, there will be heat and there will be drought. There will be seasons in our lives where it's tough. And do you know what I love is that in this picture, God isn't saying, oh, trust in me and all of that goes away. Doesn't say that. But he says, trust in me. When the heat comes, when the drought comes, you'll still be standing. Your leaves will be green. You'll still bear fruit. We'll still be standing. And I love that. Even just right now, maybe some people here need to just hear that and be reminded. Do you know what? Life is tough. But we can put our trust in him. This reminds me as well of that great story that Jesus told. The wise man and the foolish man. The wise man built his house on what? The rock. Well done. We could do the song. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The foolish man built his house on the sand. And then the rains came down and the floods came up. Rain came down and the floods came up. And the house on the rock, what did that one do? It stood firm. The house on the sand fell flat. That story is a different analogy. And, you know, maybe you can relate to houses and buildings more than trees and shrubs. But there was this same message in that story that Jesus said. He said, look, if you trust in me, Jesus said, if you listen to me, if you follow me, you'll be like the person that builds on the rock, the foundation. Because then when the storms come, because they're going to come, when the floods come, when the wind comes, that house stood firm. Jesus was saying, when the storms come, I can help you stand firm rather than the stunted bush and the house on the sand that fell flat. These are the two comparisons that he's saying to us. These are the two different ways. And do you know what? I really this morning want to say, if you're feeling like you're in a storm, if you're in a drought, if it feels a heat, if it feels intense, this morning the invitation is God saying, just come and trust in me. Come and trust in me. That's the invitation to us. Do you know, I wonder, Jim, I don't even know, I didn't check whether you were able to do this. I said to Jim this morning, would it be possible to get the two pictures? Oh, you're awesome. Thanks, Jim. Look at that. Can we give a little round of applause? Because these guys that on the morning when I go, oh, can we do this? Can we do that? Jim, you're a star. These are the two pictures here that God is presenting to us. And do you know, we have a choice in our lives. We can choose to either go, I'm going to put my trust in myself, where life is going to be a bit like that one on the left, or I can choose to put my trust in God, and life can be like that tree, a thriving, flourishing tree, rooted in the water. I wonder this morning, which one do you choose to be? What do you want from your life? This morning, do you know the invitation for all of us is the thriving, flourishing tree, that second picture? That's what God's heart is for all of us. He longs for each one of us to put our trust in him so that we can thrive, we can flourish, we can have life to the full, that we can then stand when those storms come. Do you know, I've been thinking over the last week, you know, this word trust, we use it a lot, don't we? And I wonder what you think of, what would be like if I said to you, what's your definition of trust? Maybe what words you might think of. You know, in this little demonstration, Ethan needed to rely on Caleb to help him. He needed Caleb's guidance. You know, when we're talking about trusting in God, we're thinking about all of that, aren't we? Relying on him, putting our confidence in him, that we are leaning on him. There's a verse in the Bible, it's one of my favorites in Proverbs, that says, trust in the Lord, lean not on your own understanding. And you know, when I was looking up this week, doing a bit of that Google, what does trust mean? One little thing that popped up was this. It said, a firm belief in the ability of someone. A firm belief in the ability of someone. And you know, I don't know about you, but when I stop to think, okay, if I'm trusting myself, I'm putting a firm belief in my ability. Now, when I stop to think about my ability, can I tell you, I'm not perfect. I get things wrong. I make mistakes. My ability is limited. My ability is lacking. Now, I don't know about the rest of you. Maybe lots of you. Your ability is amazing. You know, I'm limited. There's a lot of things I cannot do, a lot of things. But the thing is, when we then stop and think, okay, if I'm putting my trust in God, then I'm putting a firm belief in his ability. Now, when I start to think about his ability, can I tell you this morning that God is perfect? Yeah? He is perfect. I'm not. You're not. I'm really sorry. You might sit there thinking, but actually you're not. Okay? None of us are. But God is. God is perfect. God will never let you down. I will let people down. I'm really sorry, and I would hate to ever let anyone down, and I don't like the thought of that. But that's the truth, isn't it? We all let each other down. But God never lets any of us down. God always keeps his promises. Always. Can we keep all of our promises? We can try and we can try. All of this, we can try. And God wants us to do that. He wants us to be these kind of people. But equally, I can't always keep a promise. But God always keeps his promises. Can I tell you this morning, he never makes mistakes. Never gets it wrong. God is perfectly trustworthy. I'm not. You're not. God is perfectly trustworthy. Do you know his ability is far greater than mine? I am like a fraction when I compare my ability to his ability. The more I think about it, it gets less and less and less. You know, it's literally like tiny. His ability is far greater than mine. So when I stop to think, am I going to put my trust, my firm belief in my own ability? Or am I going to put my trust and my firm belief in the ability of my God? I know where I'm going to choose. God is able to do so much more. Says it in Ephesians, so much more than we can ever think or imagine. God is able, which means he is a good one to put our trust in. More than that, he's the best one to put our trust in this morning. Do you know, God invites us to trust him in the small things, in the big things, in every area of our life. You know, some things might be easier to trust him with. I don't know about you, but I find that there are some things where I'm like, yep, God, I trust you on that one. This area, I'm not so sure about. But he longs for us to put our trust in him in every area of our life. You know, today, Rowena and Mazzy, you've stood here and you're doing this in what you're doing this morning. I kind of kept your little notes here, Gareth, so I could read. Let me find the little things that you said. Well, I'm trying to find it all now. So I'm trying to find, you said something, and you know when you're looking, I'm looking really quick. Here we go. It's all of us. Look at this. It's about our promise to teach Talitha the truths and duties of the Christian faith by prayer, teaching, and example. Bring her up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord. And it even says in here that she may be led in due time to trust Christ as her Saviour. In dedicating Talitha, that's Rowena and Mazzy's longing, is that one day she's going to choose to put her trust in God to be that flourishing tree. They've committed and promised and said, look, we're going to do all we can to trust God in bringing up Talitha. And as parents, that's what we need to be doing. I know as a parent myself of three children, so many moments where I have to go, okay, God, I've got to trust you with this because I don't know. Trusting God with our parenting, with our families. Do you know, I was thinking as well about Jim and Katie. Can't find them now. Jim's at the back. Katie's there somewhere. Do you know Jim and Katie, they moved into their new flat on Friday. Woo, that does deserve a cheer and a clap. Do you know what? Jim and Katie moving into their new flat, they have had to trust in God incredibly over that home. And I know not just this home, that's their story. Their story is they've had to trust in God over their home. Do you know, 7 years ago, I chose to leave teaching. I was a primary school teacher for 15 years. And God led me out of teaching. Do you know that required so much trust in God? Because he said, come on, Mary Jane, I want you to leave all that was familiar. Do you know, I could do teaching with my eyes closed. You know, it becomes second nature. It was in me. And he said, I want you to leave, step out of your comfort zone. And actually at that point, I didn't really know what I was going to be doing. That takes a lot of trust. And sometimes trust is like that, isn't it? Where we have to step out of our comfort zone. Where we don't always see the path. Once Ethan had that blindfold, he couldn't see the obstacle course. Sometimes trusting in God is going, actually, I cannot quite see what's ahead, but God, I'm going to trust in you. I had to do that as I left my teaching career, and God, over the years, has led me here, which is brilliant. I'm so thankful to God for where he's now got me. A couple of years ago, we did our mission trip to Romania. That took trusting in God. Wow. Big, big trusting in God in so many ways. Trusting in God for the finances of the trip. Trusting in God over just who was going to be on this trip. You know, when suddenly there were like 40, 50 people in the room, we're going, oh, we can't take everyone. We had to go, okay, God, we're going to trust you that you will sort out who's going to come. And he did. He did it. We had to trust God in what we did when we were out there and the plans. I just wanted to share a few things like that because, do you know what? I reckon actually sat here, there's lots of us that have got stories of where we've had to put our trust in God. And I want that to encourage us this morning. Do you know what? I'll even might just say over tea and coffee, maybe you might want to just share with each other. Share some of the moments when you've had to put your trust in God. He wants us. He longs for us to put our trust in him in every area of our life. Do you know, in a moment we're going to sing. In fact, I might ask Lottie, the band, to come up because I'm literally wrapping up now. Do you know, I want to just come back to where I started when I said, where do you put your trust? Who are you trusting? Are you trusting in yourself? Or are you trusting in God? Maybe this morning, like I said earlier, maybe you're going through a storm and it's tough. This morning, God is saying, trust me, trust me. Maybe you're clinging on to something. You know, trusting takes a lot of letting go, surrendering. And maybe there's an area in your life where you're going, oh, God, you can have all of that except this. I'm holding on to this area. And maybe this morning, God wants you to just hand that over and say, actually, God, I trust you with this. Maybe there's a situation going on in your life and you're going, actually, I need to just hand that over to God and trust in him. Maybe you've never trusted him. Like Mazzy earlier was talking about his testimony. And he allowed that opportunity to choose to trust Jesus. This is what it's about. This is what he has to offer us and what he longs for us. I'm going to pray and then we're going to sing. Let's just close our eyes and we're just going to pray. Do you know, just before I pray, you don't need me necessarily to pray your words. Maybe right now you might just need to say, Jesus, I trust you. God, I put my trust in you. Maybe there's an area you're holding on to, and just in this moment, just literally say to him, I trust you. Father God, I want to thank you this morning for who you are. God, I want to thank you that you are perfectly trustworthy. God, I thank you that you don't let us down, that you always keep your promises, that you are perfect in every single way. And God, I thank you that you invite us into a relationship with you where we can put our trust in you. God, I want to pray for each one of us this morning. God, I just pray that as each one of us steps in our trust in you, as we hand things over to you, as we have situations going on or storms going on, God, we just give them over to you and we say we trust you this morning. And God, as we do that, I want to pray that each one of us will experience that picture you describe. God, your heart is that each one of us will be a thriving, flourishing, fruit-bearing tree. God, I pray that for each one of us. I pray that for the families here, for our children, for our grandchildren. God, I thank you for this incredible gift you offer us of life in all its fullness. God, I want to particularly pray for anyone that's going through a storm. Oh, Father God, I pray that you will hold them up, that you will make them stand strong like this tree, that you will make them stand firm on your foundation like that house in the story. Whatever they're going through, God, that they will withstand the heat, withstand the drought, and that you will keep them standing. Father, I thank you for who you are and that you are perfectly trustworthy. You know, we're going to just have a bit of time with this song, and you might want to continue just responding during this. If you want to stand, we can stand. And I also just want to allow the opportunity, if you want prayer for something in particular, just whilst this song is playing, just come down here. I'm down the front and I'd love to pray for you. If there's something really specific that spoke to you this morning, you're going, actually, I need a bit of prayer over this. I need a bit of help with trusting God. Because it's not always easy. It's one of those things, isn't it? It sounds simple. Just trust God. But it can be really hard as well. So as we sing this final song, use this time to just continue in response. And if you want prayer, then feel free to come down to the front. I'd love to pray for you.